This now is, in my view, the best chance to produce real results. Real grassroots support for healthcare reform that hasn't been there in more than six decades. Real political accountability to act on the people's wishes. And I'm just so pleased to have a chance to be here when a group of citizens, I've been in this room a lot, when the lobbyists have been calling the shots about where American healthcare is going. And I'm really glad to have a chance to be here with a group of citizens who are throwing open the doors of government and saying, this time it's going to be different. This time the people are going to drive the direction of American healthcare. And I'm just glad that we've got a chance to do it now. We've got a chance to do it together before somebody comes back to this historic room and talks about how our inability to address health care sank too many American families. It is not well known that the hearings into the sinking of the Titanic were held in this room in 1912. But it would be wise to remember that today. And I'm going to put it bluntly. Congress could well be back in this room holding hearings on how American healthcare sank right out from under the typical American family if something dramatic isn't done to save them. This is a first ever effort, an unprecedented effort, to empower the American people with the information about where the healthcare dollar goes and what those dollars do and don't buy in terms of coverage and effective healthcare. For the first time, after public involvement, there will actually be accountability where the people of this country will be able to hold those they give an election certificate to accountable. Never before have we had that kind of opportunity where citizens could weigh in on their choices, their prescription for health care, and create a citizens' roadmap for congressional legislation that can finally have enough grassroots support to overcome what is sure to be a feeding frenzy by special interests.